Okay, so this is a question I get from so many people who, you know, are desperate to lose the weight and keep it off. And the question is basically, how does this work? Is it a diet? You know, that's the kind of question I would hear on almost a daily basis. It's certainly not a diet. It's actually, I call it the anti-diet. There's a reason why 95% of people who diet, and that whether it's Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or Dr. Bernstein or Herbal Magic or, you know, even, you know, diets like keto or South Beach, etc. There's reasons why 95% of people on those diets gain all the weight back and then some. There's reasons why that is. And I think the main reason, if I really want to dig deep here, the real reason is because diets are only addressing the food. They're telling you what not to eat and what you should eat, and they want you to eat their foods and not eat your foods, and don't snack on those things, and stop eating chips and cheesecake and pasta, and stop eating pizza and muffins, and you'll be fine. Well, yeah, but it doesn't quite work that way, because we want to enjoy life and we want to enjoy the foods that we love. You don't have to give up your favorite foods to lose the weight. I prove that every single day in my office. The reality is diets aren't accepting the fact, or let's say they're not addressing the fact that weight loss, in fact, obesity in itself, isn't really an eating problem. It's an emotional problem. It manifests itself in eating issues, whether it's lack of willpower, sugar addiction, mindless eating, using food to comfort you, overeating, binge eating. Certainly it manifests itself in eating issues, but at the core, it's emotional, even the lack of exercise motivation. And of course, we know that anxiety, depression, negativity, anger, guilt, those negative emotions pad weight on, especially around the midsection. So I cover this from all three aspects. One, the eating issues. Two, the exercise motivation issues. And three, the negativity, the anxiety, the depression issues, that type of thing. So it's very holistic. You know, you see commercials on TV for Noom.com. What I do is sort of Noom on steroids. I take it to a very, you know, higher level, a more personal level. But they've got it right. They understand what I understand, which is that this is all emotional. So my clients lose, you know, typically 1.5 to 2.5 pounds per week. It's steady. It's consistent. It's the pace that actually leads to long-term weight loss. I want to know what your goal weight is or goal size. And we work to get you there. What you'll find is you'll start to lose interest in those foods. And I want to know what those foods are, by the way. You will lose interest in those foods that you know are padding on the rolls of fat, adding on the extra weight. And you'll start having more interest in foods that are helping you get slimmer and healthier, making you feel better and look better in your clothes and you know, in social situations, in, you know, in your romantic life or you know, wherever it might be. So again, it's very holistic. The weight comes off. It remains off. Some people like to maintain sessions with me over, you know, years, coming in once a month or two. It's not required, but some people really like that. What I do is the healthy way. It's the right pace. You're not having to give up your favorite foods. That will never, ever work. So book that consultation. Come on in. Find out exactly, you know, in detail how so many people, over 1,200 now, have come to me to lose weight and are very happy clients.